Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm on Giddy. Watch me move. This is belly. That's cool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak. Black. Ooh, know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, Giddy. Yeah. Giddy.
Yeah.
100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband, contraband, contraband,
100 bands.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Paco. Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my following, listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money, black man. Get your money, black man. Get your money, black man. Get your money.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club. And she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show. And welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to do G Money Sports Report. So let's talk basketball. Let's talk college basketball. Yes, college basketball. Alrighty then, let's talk college basketball. Let's talk UCLA versus, who did they play last night? UCLA played, who did they play last night? DJ Papa D, do you have the college basketball schedule, especially for the Western Division of college basketball? UCLA
yesterday,
played somebody. Yeah.
They played Washington.
They played somebody. Played Washington. That's right. It was a good game. UCLA lost, though. What was the final score of that game?
Final score of that game was Washington State 94, UCLA Bruins 77.
Whoa. Yeah, UCLA was trying to hang in there until the fourth quarter, and then they just fell apart. They couldn't score. They couldn't get any rebounds. They couldn't get any fast breaks. They couldn't get anything going with their game plan. And their big guy fouled out, and another guy came in, and he didn't add to any three-point shooting. They were just, they were all off the mark going into the fourth quarter. So they couldn't come back from being behind, and Washington ended up winning the game. So what division is Washington and UCLA in? Are they in the Pac-10 or the Big 12?
Both Washington and UCLA are in the Pac-12.
Okay. They're in the Pac-12. So do you have a standing for the teams in the Pac-12? Because they should be getting ready for the March Madness tournament.
And first place in the Pac-12, it's Arizona. Second place, it's Washington State Cougars. That's a different Washington. Let me get back to them. In third place, it's Oregon. Fourth place, Colorado. Fifth place, UCLA. Sixth place is Cal, Berkeley. Seventh place, Utah. Eighth place, Washington, the one that beat UCLA. Ninth place, Arizona State. Fifth place, Stanford. Tenth place, Stanford. 11th place is USC Trojans. And 12th place is Oregon State.
Wow. Looks like SC and UCLA got some work to do. so they could be in the top two for the NCAA tournament, especially if they want to get picked from their conference. So they got, when the tournament starts, they have to start winning some games. Now, have they said anything about the Pac-12 tournament?
No.
No, they haven't said anything about the Pac-12. Okay, how about the Big Ten? What's going on in the Big Ten?
The Big Ten, huh?
Yeah.
Purdue is in first place. Illinois is in second place. Northwestern is in third. Wisconsin in fourth place. Nebraska in fifth place. Michigan State in sixth place. Iowa in seventh place. Minnesota is in eighth place. Penn State in ninth place. Indiana in 10th place. Rutgers is in 11th. Ohio State in 12th. Maryland, 13th place. And Michigan in 14th place.
Wow. They had a lot of teams in that conference. I thought it was only 10, but I guess the Pac-10. The Big Ten is just the name of the conference. All right. So do they have any tournaments that they're playing in right now?
I don't have any information on any tournament.
No tournaments. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to, do you have any other colleges that played in any basketball tournaments that are playing this weekend, possibly?
I don't have any information on any tournaments.
No, it don't have to be the tournament. It could just be the league, because you got the Pac-10 and the Big Ten and the...
You just asked me if there was any information on any tournaments this weekend. That's what you just asked me. And I said there's no information on any tournaments.
Okay. Any league games this weekend? Let me correct myself.
Lots of games this weekend.
Okay. College basketball.
You want to hear them all?
So who's scheduled to play? Yeah. Let's see.
I can't tell you what league. Dayton is playing Loyola, Illinois. Air Force is playing Utah State. Those two games are today. Tomorrow, Florida is playing Southern Carolina. Kansas is playing Baylor. Illinois is playing Wisconsin. Arkansas is playing Kentucky. Oregon is playing Arizona. Marquette is playing Creighton, South Florida. Is playing Charlotte, New York State, or North Carolina State, is playing University of North Carolina. Mississippi State is playing Auburn. Iowa State is playing UCF. Virginia is playing Duke. UCLA is playing Washington State. Houston is playing Oklahoma. Michigan State is playing Purdue. Tennessee is playing Alabama. Gonzaga is playing St. Mary's, California. And on Sunday, Seton Hall is playing UConn. Those are all the games this weekend.
Okay. Gonzaga is playing St. Mary's, you said? Where is that game going to be played?
Yep.
It's going to be at St. Mary's or in Gonzaga?
At St. Mary's.
Oh, okay. So that means Gonzaga's coming to California to play against St. Mary. Okay. Well, and you said UCLA is playing Washington. Didn't UCLA just play Washington last night? So is it Washington or Washington State? Which one just played UCLA last night?
They just played Washington.
Okay.
They're playing Washington State tomorrow.
And they're playing Washington State tomorrow. Okay.
Right.
So hopefully UCLA will beat Washington State since they lost to Washington. All right. And what else do we have? What's SC doing this weekend? Are they playing any games this weekend? Okay. What about Stanford? Are they playing any games this weekend?
Nope.
Okay. What other team do I want to know if they're playing this weekend? Well, I can't think of any other teams. Oh, what about Cal State Fullerton? They're usually in the program.
Nope.
Fullerton. How about Long Beach State?
Nope.
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 What other team? College. What other team is playing? We already said Loyola. What about Loyola Marymount?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
I just read you a list of all the teams that are playing. If you didn't hear me say the team's name, they're not playing.
They're not playing. Okay. Well, I guess there's no need for me asking about Notre Dame, because I didn't hear you mention Notre Dame at all. Okay. Well, let's talk about NBA then. Any NBA basketball games this weekend?
Yeah, I'm sure. Starting with today. The Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Detroit Pistons. Charlotte Hornets are playing the Philadelphia 76ers. The Washington Golden State Warriors are playing the Toronto Raptors. Dallas Mavericks are playing the Boston Celtics. Portland Trail Blazers are playing the Memphis Grizzlies. Sacramento Kings are playing the Minnesota Timberwolves. Indiana Pacers are playing the New Orleans Pelicans. Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Chicago Bulls, and the Washington Wizards are playing the L.A. Clippers. Tomorrow, the Atlanta Hawks are playing the Brooklyn Nets. Utah Jazz are playing the Miami Heat. Portland Trail Blazers are playing the Memphis Grizzlies. Denver Nuggets are playing the Lakers. And the Houston Rockets are playing the Phoenix Suns. On Sunday, Philadelphia 76ers are playing the Dallas Mavericks. Clippers are playing the Timberwolves. Warriors are playing the Celtics. Pistons are playing the Magic. Charlotte Hornets are playing the Toronto Raptors. Indiana Pacers are playing the San Antonio Spurs. The New York Knicks are playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are playing the Phoenix Suns.
That sounds like some really interesting games that are going to be played this weekend. Everybody's getting tuned up for the NCAA tournament. Oh, that's all right. So we'll have to see what happens on Monday of the outcome of some of these games that are being played on Saturday and Sunday. All right. Well, let's talk, we already talked about all the NBA teams, so that's what we did just now. Okay, any hockey? How about the Golden Knights? Are they playing this weekend?
The Golden Knights are playing tomorrow. They play the Buffalo Sabres tomorrow night.
Ooh, That should be a good game. I think they have a jersey giveaway at that game. That's going to be a real high attendance game because everybody likes to watch the New Jersey team come to Vegas and play. All right. That should be okay then. What else can we talk about? No soccer, no volleyball, no lacrosse. Do we have any lacrosse information? Because I know lacrosse is starting to be a big thing now. They have a game. They had a game last night, but I don't know what the score was. Did you have anything on any lacrosse games this weekend?
Nope.
Or did they played last night, so that's it for lacrosse. All
professional,
right.
Professional lacrosse, college lacrosse, high school lacrosse, what are you talking about?
Professional lacrosse. Professional lacrosse played last night.
There's a professional lacrosse team? What are they called?
Yep. I don't know. I just heard them talk about they were playing in Vegas last night. And I told my roommate, he was excited. He says, it's about time they get some recognition. And I said, well, I don't know if it's a big-time game or if it's just, like college or something. I don't know if it's college or if it's professional or what the lacrosse team is. I don't know if it's even a Las Vegas lacrosse team. I don't even know if they have a Las Vegas lacrosse team. But
the Las Vegas Desert Dogs are a professional lacrosse team in National Lacrosse League, in the National Lacrosse League. The team plays at Michelob Ultra Arena in Paradise, Nevada.
Okay. So the Desert Dogs, yeah, I recognize that name. So that's lacrosse. That's a professional Las Vegas lacrosse team. The Desert Dogs. Yeah, they gave away jerseys for everybody in the that attended the game. They gave away 500 jerseys to the first 500 fans that came to a Devil Dog game. I was like, okay. And I think my roommate was trying to get tickets to get to the game. He wanted to take his kids to the game. Because he's trying to turn his kids on to playing lacrosse. And I'm like, really? You want your kids to play lacrosse? But he thinks they'll have a good time. And since he was the all-state lacrosse player, he's really excited about lacrosse coming to Vegas. And he's thinking about trying to get a job coaching lacrosse. But I think he's more or less thinking of coaching high school or college lacrosse. I don't know if he's ready for the big boys, the professional hockey, professional lacrosse team. But he really likes lacrosse. He played lacrosse since he was a little boy because he's from the East Coast. So he's used to playing lacrosse. Where we're used to playing football, basketball, and baseball. Well, in the East Coast, everybody played lacrosse. So I'm like, well, we got cricket, and we have volleyball and soccer, but they have lacrosse. So a different momentum for people that are playing lacrosse. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's it for G-Money Sports Report. I can't think of anything else we can talk about with the sports report. So, let's play a song. Do you have a song ready, or can I suggest a song? I want to hear.
I have hundreds of songs ready, but you can always suggest.
Okay. I want to hear I'm a comedian from L.A. with the Keep the Devil in the Hole. Yeah, I like that. Keep the devil in the hole.
Walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at his command. Well, you don't have to worry if you hold on to Jesus' hand. We'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, 'cause I taught them one-on-one. I taught Anthony Anderson and Deshaun Prince, just to name a few. I taught Venus and Serena Williams, and they did what they had to do. They became bright stars, brighter than the sun. They put Compton on the map, and they did it one by one. Well, I moved from L.A. to Las Vegas in about 2000 or so. I wanted to try my luck on a Vegas stage show. So I met Aretha Franklin. She was the queen of soul. And she asked me to open up her stage show. So I opened the show, and it went all right, and I did it real big, and then I met Gladys Knight. Well, I opened her show, and I stood real tall, and then I went to the convention center, and I opened the Pimpin' Players Ball. Snoop Dogg was the special guest star. He gave me some weed. We put it in the air. We smoked it all around like we just didn't care.
Come on now.
Then I went to the casino, and I was drinking at the bar, and I met Flavor Flav, and he was talking about he was a star. And then I met Too Short, and he was having fun. And then I went to the party with Iron Mike, Mike Tyson.
Come on now.
Now I'm in Vegas, and I'm on the radio, and I'm broadcasting live around the world, don't you know? You can hear me on the radio if you pull up Gregory Girard to find my radio show. It's definitely not hard. I talk about news and sports, and I play music on the air. I tell jokes for the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I have enough to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. Cause I'm G-Money, Las Vegas promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, and I move the crowd, and I'm so funny. I make them laugh out loud. So, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. I'm G-Money.
Come on now.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody.
One day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field. We'll be right back.
This is how we do it.
Chance to want to say, may my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace. As riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street. And somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the moves. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water balloon fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways. And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike. And he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up. He's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Century. So I made the light. Then I'm gunning it, rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brakes. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
So one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000, and his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile straight away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon and I turned around and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way. And it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting. exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, dude. I was rolling. And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother, and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, no, we're not getting another bike. Nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, dude. I was rolling. And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But that's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, dude. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt, but it was 12 on 4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling. And everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there, and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as a two-man team. And I was the shooter, and he was a little taller than me, and he would grab all the rebounds and push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament, and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
I'd like to tell you a story about the second job I got when I graduated from college. I went to work at the Marriott Hotel, and what I was doing was I was looking for a job, and I was looking in the Los Angeles Times newspaper, and they had a listing for a work program. So I called, and I signed up for the work program. They were hiring 1,500 jobs for a brand-new hotel that they had built in Torrance, California. It was the Marriott Hotel, and they had job openings in several departments.
But the department I was qualified for was to be an accountant for the hotel. So I registered for the accounting department, and I went to the training program. Now, I had a bachelor's degree in business administration, and I had accounting as one of my classes in my degree. So I was well-trained in accounting. I also, when I started working in the training program, I went through an accounting training program. So I trained for 3 months with a whole group of people, men and women, that eventually we went to a hiring class at the hotel, and I was hired by a black controller. He was the first black controller for the Marriott Hotel, and I was going to work in the graveyard because I had been used to working graveyard, and he wanted me to work in the daytime with him so he could see how I worked. And he could put me into the controller's training program where I would make like $30,000 a year. Now, this is 1983 at the time that I'm applying for this job. So $30,000 a year was a good income. So I went through the three-month training program, and then I started working at the hotel. And the hotels put me through the hotels training program. So I learned how to do accounting for the hotel. So I was pretty well versed in working in the accounting department. And we had 8 clerks in the office, and I was the senior accountant. So I was in charge of all of the clerks working in my office. And then I had a boss that was the assistant controller that had come in from out of state. I think he came from Arizona. But he was brand new to the hotel since it was a brand new hotel. And then we had the controller, who's the black controller that hired me. So I was third in control of the accounting department. I went to work at the Marriott Hotel. And I came to work, and my job responsibilities was to handle any problems that they had in the accounting department. Well, as it turned out, I was able to solve every problem so that my assistant controller, who was my boss, didn't have to step in and handle any of the problems. And at the time that I got hired, I didn't realize it. The hotel is a people business. So the hotel hired all of the good-looking people that applied for the job. Everybody that was hired was either very handsome or extremely beautiful. So everybody in my office, all the female clerks in my office were beautiful women. And every time we went to lunch, since I had trained with all of these people, everybody, all the ladies would come to the department, to the accounting department, and they would get me to go to lunch with them. And I went to lunch with all of these beautiful women. Well, everybody was getting me for lunch, but they weren't taking my assistant controller, and this developed a problem. But I was just doing my job. I was doing what I was trained to do. And every time I did what I was trained to do, I thought that was a good thing, that I was avoiding taking the problem to him. But as it turns out, down the line, I was actually stepping on his feet, and I didn't realize that. So all these beautiful women would come into my department and get me when they got ready to go to lunch. And in a hotel, when you go to lunch, you go into the cafeteria, and it's a smorgasbord of food. You have everything. I mean, you have steak, fish, lobster, you have crab. You eat everything and anything that you could possibly want. So I went to the cafeteria, and I ate. And I sat at the table with all of these beautiful women, and I ate lunch. Now, all the women were doing their talking. They were having a general conversation about everything. But I wasn't involved in any of the conversation. I would just be sitting there listening to them as they were talking, because we only had 30 minutes for lunch. And I was eating. I was eating plates and plates of food. I was eating gourmet style. I was eating everything. So I was having a good lunch. And so we go back to the rooms where we worked at. I was in the accounting department. And so all of these women had come to the accounting office to get me, because we had all been in the training program together. So I was really popular, and I did my job. I was the only one in the accounting department, except for my assistant controller and the controller. We didn't wear a uniform. We wore suit and tie to work. And so I would walk around the hotel. And my job was to check the registers of all the different departments and balance them against the cash register sheets, the receipts. So I was balancing the money in the registers against what the receipts on the register would say. So it was my job to go and count all the money and all the registers that were in the hotel. So I went to the front desk, and I counted all the registers at the front desk. I went to the restaurants, and I counted all the registers in the restaurants. I went to the bars, and I counted all the registers in the bars. And I counted all of the registers that were in the restaurant for the room service. I counted all the registers. I counted the money, and I balanced it with the receipts in the register. So that was my job. And I did that every day. I had full loan of the hotel. I didn't have to be in any particular place at any particular time. I had free realm to go through the hotel. And I did that. I went from room to room, from office to office, and I balanced all of the registers. And so that was my job. And then if we had a problem, since we were running dummy accounts for if people had registered in the hotel and we came up with a problem balancing their receipts, because their room was overpaid or it was underpaid, then we had to figure out what the problem was. And if my accounts receivable clerks couldn't figure out the problem, or the accounts payable clerks couldn't figure out the problems, then they would bring it to me. And if the night auditor had a problem with receipts from the night's receipts, then they would bring me the problem, and I would solve the problem. So we avoided going to my assistant controller. And that was the event that took place every day that I was in the hotel. And it was good because I wore a suit, and I had a badge that I wore in my coat pocket that said Marriott Hotel, and it said Accounting Department, and it had my name. And I was the top dog in the accounting department, except for my supervisor, which was the assistant controller, and then the controller.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
was at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, and I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm broadcasting so that everybody can hear what I'm talking about. So, I am the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm here to let you know that we started with a new program, a new format, where we're getting audience participation for all of the comedians or the people that think they have funny jokes or funny stories to call into the radio show and be heard live on the air as we perform our radio participation seminars. That's right, we're putting everybody that thinks they're funny and they have jokes to tell, or people that have funny stories to tell, we're putting you on the radio so that you can share your stories and your jokes with the world. That's right. We're broadcasting all around the world, and we're putting your information out on the world's stage. So, if you got something to share with us, give us a call at 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we will be glad to put your story or your jokes on the radio. Because I'm G Money. And I'm looking for some real comedians. I'm looking for some real funny people to aid me in my concerts live in Las Vegas. So if you're definitely a Las Vegas resident and you think you're funny, then I'm going to give you a chance to show what you can do live in Las Vegas at one of my live concerts. So call us and let us know who you are, because we're looking forward to meeting some funny people. That's right. If you're funny, I want to meet you. I want to hear what you're talking about. I want to listen to your jokes and see if you're really funny and if you got some comedy stuff to share with us live on the radio. And if so, then you can earn a spot on my concert in Las Vegas. Now, you got to live in Las Vegas to perform in a live concert in Las Vegas, or you have to be coming to Las Vegas for one of my concerts so that you can be put live on stage in Las Vegas. All right. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. Let me check with my engineer and see what time it is, because we just want to get out of the air chair and go somewhere, because we got people to see and some places to go, don't you know? So, DJ Papa D, what time is it?
4:34.
All right. Well, that sounds like the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to get up and get out of the air chair and go somewhere. I got some people to see and some places to go, don't you know? And it's been a pleasure being on the radio with you and entertaining you on this Friday afternoon. So, before I go, I want to acknowledge all of the fans, the friends, and the fan club members that are listening to the radio today and that are celebrating their birthdays on February 1st, 2023. All righty. So, DJ Papa D, play the birthday song and let's recognize the friends, the followers, and the fans for that are following the radio show and the people that are celebrating their birthday.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, March 1st, 2024. Happy birthday, Letista Rochelle. Happy birthday, Denise Ann Gray. Happy birthday, Tiffany G. Arnold. Happy birthday, Winter W.C. Jax. Happy birthday, Angelo Hales. Happy birthday, Ralph C. Sauls. Happy birthday, Ernell. Happy birthday, Tanya Burns Taylor. Happy birthday, Chuck Gardner. Happy birthday, New Hopper. Happy birthday, Kareem Francis. Happy birthday, Russell Dudley. Happy birthday, Sandra Aguie Pong. Happy birthday, my Sean Bryant. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mark Passage. So that's it. I want to wish everyone a happy birthday. Celebrating today, March 1st, 2024.
Well, all right. Today is the first day of the month of March, and we have Pisces in the house until the 22nd of March. So we will be recognizing Pisces this month. So, if you have a friend that has a birthday this month, tell them to join the fan club and become a member so that we can recognize your birthday live on the radio. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to wish them a happy birthday with the birthday song. And the song goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And we wish you many, many more. Happy birthday, y'all. Yeah, buddy, for everybody that's born March 1st, 25 days from my brother's birthday. Yes, we will recognize him when it gets time to his birthday date popping up this month. So, Aries will be in the house in a little bit due time. So, I want to say happy birthday to everybody. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. It's Friday, so enjoy your weekend, people. And I'll see you back here on Monday. So let all your friends know that they can go to Cash App and go to the username, The Pimp Comic, and look for the dollar sign next to The Pimp Comic. And they will know that that's my Cash App account, and they can make a contribution to the project. All right, we got Facebook Live in the morning on Friday, and we got Gregory Stories radio show in the evening. And we're on the radio Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, from 3 to 5 o'clock. It's the way that it works out. That's right. So, without further ado, I want to say have a good weekend. I'll see you on Friday, and let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.